Thank you, Vice Chairperson, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I have the honor of delivering this statement on behalf of the Minister of Defence, Justice and Security of the Republic of Botswana, Honorable Thomas Kagiso Mmusi. On behalf of the Botswana delegation, I am pleased to join other distinguished speakers in extending our appreciation for the excellent facilitation by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to enable us to virtually attend the 71st session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme. Please accept the warmest regards to you all from His Excellency the President and the people of the Republic of Botswana. We wish the nations of the world success in the fight against the coronavirus. Vice Chairperson, there are 1,097 refugees in Botswana compared to the 2,188 reported last year. The highest numbers are those from Zimbabwe, 315, Somalia, 308, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, 158, while the remaining number is from other African countries, namely Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Eritrea. The decline in the refugee population is attributed to the return of 839 Namibian nationals whose refugee status in Botswana ceased and who returned to Namibia in September 2019. Furthermore, 343 Zimbabwe nationals returned to Zimbabwe in February 2020. Botswana continues to facilitate refugees who opt to voluntarily repatriate to their countries of origin when it is conducive to do so. Vice Chairperson, UNHCR and other key stakeholders have over time urged Botswana to review her law and policies on refugee management. I am pleased to inform you that the process to review the Refugee Recognition and Control Act is being finalized and is at an advanced stage. The bill will be presented to Parliament in the next legislative session. The UNHCR was part of the review process and provided technical advice. The main intent of the new law is to align to international practices, to focus on management as opposed to control of refugees, and to extend protection to family members of a recognized refugee to enter and remain in Botswana for as long as the recognized refugee is permitted to remain in the country. The new law will further provide an opportunity for refugees to appeal the decision to reject their claim for asylum, as well as to ease Botswana's restrictions to the 1951 UN Convention relating to the status of refugees. I wish to share with you that in an effort to protect refugees and asylum seekers from the coronavirus, the resident medical doctor stationed at Dukwi Refugee Camp, together with the district health management team, are doing everything possible to prevent the coronavirus from reaching the Dukwi Camp. To this end, I am happy to announce that no refugee at Dukwi Refugee Camp has tested positive for the coronavirus. The camp management will continue to step up preventive measures adopted by the government of Botswana and the World Health Organization. Vice Chairperson, Botswana's collaboration with the UNHCR Chief of Mission and the Regional Office in Pretoria remains cordial. We are happy and grateful for the technical support offered by UNHCR. One area that needs to be enhanced is finding a durable solution for refugees, particularly those who have been granted UNHCR mandate status. Since March 2019, the resettlement process for this category has stalled. We would be happy to see the UNHCR facilitating more refugees to resettle in third countries as a permanent solution to their plight. In conclusion, the environment under which UNHCR discharges its mandate is challenging and ever-changing. I therefore wish to commend the UNHCR for its continued support to refugees. Botswana is committed to working with the UNHCR and the international community to ensure lasting, durable solutions for refugees. I thank you, Mr. Vice Chairperson.